Merging with Shiva, Lesson 2, Like a Child's Self-Discovery. Look at a child standing before a mirror for the first time, feeling its nose and ears, eyes and mouth, looking at itself reflected in the glass, feeling and seeing what has always been there. Is a discovery and experience. Para Shiva is the same. It is always there in each and every human being on the planet. But involvement in the externalities of material existence inhibits their turning inward. The clouding of the mirror of the mind, that reflective pond of awareness, which when calm sees clearly, or the ripples of disturbance on the mind surface distort seeing and confuse understanding. Without a clear mirror, the child lacks the seeing of what has always been there, its own face. Parashiva is an experience that can be likened to the hand feeling and the eye seeing one's own face for the first time. But it is not experience of one thing discovering another. As in the discovery of one's face, it is the self experiencing itself, experienced and experiencer are one and the same. This is why it is only registered on the external mind in retrospect. Most people try to experience God through other people. Disciples see their guru as God, wives see their husband as God, devotees see the deity in the temple as God. But all the time, behind the eyes of their seeing, is God. The self, Parashiva, can be realized only when the devotee turns away from the world and enters the cave within as a way of life through initiation and under vows. We know the self within ourself only when we fully turn into ourself through concentration, meditation, and contemplation, and then sustain the resulting samadhi of Satchitananda, pure consciousness, in hopes of finding, determined to find, that which cannot be described, that which was spoken about by the rishis, Parashiva, beyond a stilled mind, Parashiva that has stopped time, transcended space, and dissolved all form.